Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, opinions, and so forth. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, this is Memorial Day weekend. The observations have already started earlier today. Trump was out at Arlington going through one of the observances. And I think especially this Memorial Day, they're going to be laying it on real thick about how glorious and great war is. I know that the cable TV box is loaded up with all these war movies that are going to glorify war and how we won World War II all by ourselves, which of course is a big lie. And but Trump is already finding himself in this terrible controversy, and it actually started before the Memorial Day weekend, and it goes back to 2008 near the town of Baiji in Iraq. First Lieutenant Michael Behena of the U.S. Army murdered a prisoner. That is a war crime, and that was the verdict of the jury in his 2009 court martial. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison, but paroled in less than five. And on May of this year, Donald Trump issued him a pardon. So apparently, Trump is planning to celebrate Memorial Day by pardoning several other Americans convicted of or accused of and not yet tried for war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the individuals has admitted, yeah, he did what he's accused of. And this is a horrible, horrible idea. One reason is it is insane to excuse the commission of crimes, especially violent ones, for no other reason than the criminal is a government employee. And the second is it's bad for the morale and discipline of the U.S. Armed Forces to excuse violations of international law by the service people. This is a bad idea, and I don't know where Trump got this, and I don't know what he's thinking. But even Pentagon officials are saying this is a bad idea. Okay, so citing the ongoing tensions with Iran, CENTCOM is requesting the Pentagon approve 10,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East to be deployed somewhere around there. And the emphasis on somewhere has to do with the fact that Iraq is probably not going to welcome them into their territory. In fact, Iraq is getting ready to ask the United States to leave, and that's going to create a bit of a conflict over there as well. So they're stating these troops will be purely defensive. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But it is clear that the forces are directed against Iran. Now, when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he made the claim that there is no doubt that there is a connection between the Islamic Republic of Iran and Al-Qaeda, full stop, end quote. Well, we heard that in the run-up to the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Oh, Saddam is helping Al-Qaeda. Saddam is in cahoots with Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the reality was that Al-Qaeda and Saddam were enemies for no other reason than Al-Qaeda purports at least to be a theocracy, and Saddam had a secular government. So, basically, Pentagon and State Department officials are saying Pompeo's statements are way out of proportion, and there is nothing in the intelligence to suggest any cooperation between Iran and Al-Qaeda in some grand anti-American alliance. And especially if you remember that Al-Qaeda is actually a U.S. proxy, of course they're not going to be working together with Iran. And that's why there is no evidence of it in the intelligence. But Pompeo's just going to get out there and say whatever he thinks he needs to say to get you, the American suckers, I mean you, the American taxpayer, to go along with yet another war. But it does look like it's coming, unfortunately. And over at the New York Times, we're seeing a repeat performance of the propaganda run-up to the war on Iraq. You know, Iraq's got weapons of mass destruction. They've got nukes. They've got germs. They've got chemicals, all of which pretty much turned out to be false because Iraq, in compliance with the United Nations, had surrendered all of that stuff. But now they're doing it again, and the New York Times is out there screaming that Iran is getting ready to accelerate its nuclear weapons program, forgetting that Iran never had a nuclear weapons program. In fact, when they first started this propaganda war against Iran, the claim wasn't that Iran had nuclear weapons. It's that they were going to build them at some point in the future, and this was justification for an attack on that country. But the New York Times is already out there trying to sell the idea Iran has nuclear weapons. They're going to build more of them. We should all be afraid and salute the flag and fling our money and our children onto the Iranian bayonets. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. You need to remember, Congress has never authorized a U.S. war on Iran. And under the U.S. Constitution, Congress has sole authority to do that. Now, the problem goes back to this 2001 war authorization. The authorization for the use of military force, which was supposedly passed just to deal with Iraq. But unfortunately, ever since then, the authorization for the use of military force has been cited as permission for the president to launch conflict 41 times in 18 countries. So Senators Chris Murphy and Tom Udall led an effort on Wednesday to try and reassert congressional authority over war making. They brought their proposal before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It unfortunately immediately failed 13-9. But Murphy is saying the vote was intended to remind the administration they don't have the authorization for the war. Unfortunately, with Pompeo and Bolton around there, I don't think they really care. Now, the story is a little different over at the House Appropriations Committee because they've approved an amendment to the annual defense spending bill that would end the authorization for the use of military force bill and restore authorization for war fighting to the Congress where it truly, truly belongs. The founding fathers of this country understood you could not have a central leader executive able to just whip our military onto anybody he didn't like, because that's how empires and tyrannies and dictatorships began. But it's starting to get a little bit tense on both sides. And over in Iran, Rouhani has said he is now seeking expanded wartime executive powers to better deal with the economic war triggered by the Trump administration's pullout from the P5+1 nuclear deal and escalating U.S. sanctions. And Rouhani, apparently in an interview with IRNA, cited the 1980s war with Iraq when a wartime Supreme Council was able to bypass other branches to make the decisions regarding the economy and the war. So it's not clear exactly what new powers Rouhani is asking for, but it is getting very, very serious when everybody starts talking about, I have to have special executive powers. So over in Iraq, there's this United Nations team, and it's investigating the massacre of Exodus and other atrocities. So far, they have unearthed 12 mass graves in Iraq. And apparently, the team sent a report to the Security Council, said efforts were focused on three initial investigations. The 2014 massacre of Exodus, crimes committed in Mosul from 2014 to 2016, and the mass killing of Iraqi military recruits in the Tikrit area in June of 2014, all of these committed by ISIS. Now, the Security Council agreed in 2017 to establish this probe to ensure that ISIS faces justice for war crimes in Iraq and Syria. I am quite frankly surprised that the UN didn't veto that. But on the other hand, it would have been tipping the hand that ISIS is a U.S. Proxy. But bad things happen in war. And as the war gets worse, worse things will happen. Over in Syria, a little bit of a setback for the Syrian Arab Army. The militants have started a large-scale advance on army positions. As we reported yesterday, they have heavy artillery. Apparently today they launched 17 rockets that was 2 days ago when they attacked the Russian air base. 8 rockets did not reach the base, 9 were intercepted. On the evening of May 22nd, a squadron of armed, unmanned aerial vehicles attacked Hama's air base. And apparently all of the UAVs were intercepted. The air base sustained no damage. But at least one UAV attacked the Zaraa power plant in southern Hama, causing extensive damage to the plant's equipment. So apparently this new wave of UAV attacks took place amid fierce fighting in northwestern Hama, where the Syrian Arab Army has lost the initiative and they are now apparently on the defensive. Not a good thing to be on. Okay, not too long ago, there was this leaked engineering assessment from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons into the alleged chemical attack in Douma. And it's important to understand the official OPCW report said that, yes, it was a chemical attack. Their own engineers said, no, it was staged. So you can see how politicized OPCW has become in all of this. And as this all percolates all over the internet and the independent media, what does the United States do? They come on out and say, oh, well, forget about Douma. We're seeing more chemical attacks now today. Just pay attention to those. Fool me once, shame on you, so forth and so on. I mean, it is. It's just one lie after another, one false flag after another, just to push this idea of more war. Over in Yemen, Yemeni forces are warning of more retaliatory strikes as the Saudi war continues to claim civilian lives. I wish they'd stop calling it the Saudi war. This is another U.S. war using Saudi Arabia and the UAE as proxies. And apparently Saudi Arabia is now issuing allegations about Yemen's plan to attack holy sites. Yemen is dismissing these as big lies, saying, no, they have as much respect for the holy sites as everybody else. Now, last year in July, there was an attack by Yemen on the Abu Dhabi airport. And Abu Dhabi denied it happened. The United Arab Emirates said, no, it didn't happen. Well, today, the Yemeni forces have released footage from the drone that carried out the strike. And apparently, it shows a SAMID-3 unmanned aerial vehicle flying at low altitude before it fires a missile, setting two trucks parked at the airport ablaze. Not a lot of damage, but it is symbolic that it could be done. Think Doolittle's Raiders on Tokyo. It wasn't how much damage they caused. It was that they were able to do it at all. Over in Libya, that place is in a mess. You need to remember back when Muammar Gaddafi was still running the place. It was calm. It was peaceful. They had prosperity. They had literacy. They had water. They had that new aqueduct system. They had a growing economy. And then because Gaddafi wanted to sell Libya's oil for the gold dinar, you know, nation state actors went on in. They killed Gaddafi. They reimposed a private central bank on Libya, and it's fallen apart with these various warlords, competing factions. And the United Nations envoy is saying that Libya is on the verge of a full blown civil war. And this is a reminder of what happens to countries that suffer U.S. interventions. Life after the intervention is never, ever, ever better for the people. It's never even as good as it was before. Everything's been shot up or bombed. The people are going hungry. There's illness. Infrastructure's destroyed. Now, a little bit of good news here. Over in Ukraine, the State Investigation Bureau has opened a criminal case against former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko over the Kerch Strait incident. And it's a high treason case. And it's basically the accusations are that Poroshenko's actions were aimed at deliberately provoking the Russian Federation for retaliatory and easily foreseen aggressive actions in a tense situation, which caused losses in the inventory of the Ukrainian Navy. So good. I hope they do a real number on him. And I got to be very honest. If anybody from Russia is listening to this broadcast, I think it might really be a good idea to return those ships and those crewmen and ease that tension right there. I mean, you've got an incoming president who wants to renew relations with Russia, and this would be a good first step. It would be a symbolic gesture to let those seamen come home with their boats, with their ships, and sort of wind that whole thing down. Interestingly enough, Donald Trump has admitted in an interview with Fox News' Steve Hilton that the United States carried out a cyber attack against Russia last year. And there's a video of it, which is linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And Trump said the cyber attack happened during my administration. Now, here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Not too long ago, the United States, can't remember if it was the Congress who did this or Trump just signed an executive order declaring that a cyber attack on our country would be seen as an outright act of war. So for Trump to make that admission on Fox News, he's basically opening up the door for Russia to say the United States has committed an act of war against Russia. They are the aggressors. But aggression does seem to be very much out there. Now, there is this company. It's called the Rand Corporation. It is the most influential think tank in the USA. I had some contact with them when I was all the way back with NASA JPL because they do a lot of work for a lot of areas. But apparently, they are working on how to destroy Russia. And the Rand Corporation prides itself on having contributed to the elaboration of the long-term strategy which enabled the United States to win the Cold War by forcing the Soviet Union to consume its own economic resources in the strategic confrontation. This was when Reagan came up with the Strategic Defense Initiative. They spent a huge amount of money. In fact, they almost bankrupted this country in it and didn't really produce much that was all that useful. But it did spook the Soviet Union into basically spending huge amounts of money on their military to counter the perceived threat, which ultimately led to its collapse. And they're saying it's time to do the same thing to the Russian republics. I don't know if the Russian republics will fall for it. First of all, because they know they got swindled before. Second, Putin just actually pulled back on their defense budget. And by the way, speaking of fooling the Soviet Union, back at the height of the Cold War, there was this leaked communique reporting that the U.S. military had carried out a successful ESP experiment between a laboratory in California and a submerged submarine up by Alaska, proving that they could get telepathic communication to work. Of course, it was all a lie. And this document was leaked out where it was known that Soviet agents would see it. And it tricked the Soviet Union into spending a huge amount of money trying to develop psychic weaponry. So this kind of stuff does happen an awful lot. China is out there saying that the United States is starting to resemble Don Quixote in seeing that everybody around or everything around is a threat and reminding them that of the fictional character Don Quixote, his misplaced determination and fears leads him on all of these doomed endeavors. And they comment that the U.S. keeps saying other countries make it feel unsafe. That is baffling. It really is. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go to the phones to Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The subject of treason is on my mind. You just referred to Poroshenko being charged with high treason for presumably provoking other nations into a war, into potential wars.
Yes.
When the caller yesterday, I did not respond when Nathan called because I thought he was a little hysterical, and whereas the gentleman from Michigan was more respectful, and I regret I did not respond to him as respectfully as I wish I had. But nonetheless, I've thought about the concept of treason, and just to why I may have used the word treason with regard to Trump's behavior while in office. He has put the interest of Israel ahead of the nation, the republic. And if you look at the oath of inauguration, it states, or he's supposed to have said, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the president and to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So really treason in that sense. Now, you said that it's only used within with regard to wars.
That's the legal definition of treason, is aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war.
Yes, but that is only in the legal sense, in the Constitution as well as the federal law, when somebody is being charged and prosecuted for treason. However, treason does exist in normal everyday language and is synonymous with a breach of allegiance. A betrayal of allegiance. And that's where I was using the word treason. Because okay. One of the duties, the greatest responsibility of a president is not only to defend and preserve the Constitution, but to defend and preserve the legitimate citizens of the country, those who have earned their citizenship by the ways that were outlined over generations of the existence of the Republic of the United States. And Trump's failure to fulfill his major promises to the people, the promises that got him elected, is where I feel that he has betrayed and failed to uphold the allegiance that he owes to the people and to the Republic. And
in that context, I agree with you.
Yeah. By the way, the concept, the treason clause, originated, ironically, with Edward III way back in the 14th century, where even thinking anything that violated the wishes of the monarch was considered treason. And that was used in a more narrow sense by the fathers of Confederation when they were writing the Constitution. But the other thing that the caller, that I was rather surprised by his emotionalism, he said that Trump had no foreign interests, no foreign businesses. Well, that's not true, because
no, that's
you can
definitely
find
not
in
true.
That yeah, the Washington Post, which is owned by Jared Kushner, lists a number of countries where the Trump Organization did conduct business. And furthermore, there are 12 different countries where Trump used to outsource his product, his production. 12 different countries.
Okay, Layla, I got to back you up on this. The Washington Post is not owned by Jared Kushner. It's owned by Jeff Bezos.
Ah, I know that Kushner does own. I does own a portion of the Washington Post, and that was on the Washington Post website itself. How much of it he owns, I do not know. But a lot of his holdings are very vague, as are the Trump holdings. And this is where it's very difficult to say exactly what his what Trump's outsourcing has done. But the greatest thing that Trump has failed to do is to live up to the most important promises that he offered during his campaign. And that is to ensure that the people of the United States, the citizens, the taxpayers, were provided with jobs and decent housing. Instead, we hear about the piles of garbage in L.A., while
yes.
the mayor of L.A. is off in Israel, leading a delegation of mayors to a conference in Israel. Trump is busy declaring that the status of Jerusalem while ignoring the status of the southern border.
Yes.
That, to me, is a breach, a failure of allegiance to his duty. And look at the oath of allegiance, the,
okay,
you know,
Layla?
That we're...
Layla?
Yes.
Okay, we have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to hold you over. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Layla in Canada, and we're talking about how, frankly, Donald Trump has shown that he is not really complying with his oath of office. He certainly doesn't seem to be defending the Constitution or protecting the Constitution. He does seem to be more loyal to a foreign power. The reason I hesitate to use the word treason is because it gets used a little too much. So it's certainly a breach of faith, a breach of trust with the American people. He broke his promises. But I think the reason some people objected to that word is because it does get used so much against so many people. Now, in the case of Poroshenko over in Ukraine, I don't know what their laws are, but it looks to me like it was the loss of the three ships to a regional rival that was the basis for the treason charge.
Well, the thing is that treason is really just, it's not a patented word that can only be used within the legal context of the Constitution or the federal legal code. It is also part of the vernacular. So it is a word that is synonymous with a failure to fulfill your duties of allegiance. But in the case of the president, it is more than simply a matter of allegiance to the flag or allegiance to the nation, and that is supposed to be, quote, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, this being the legitimate citizens of the United States that built it. But
yes,
it's in that sense, considering the higher standard that is applied to someone, because when you, there's also something called the misprision, misprision of treason, where
yes,
when a person who is complicit becomes complicit in treason, if they are aware of treason and do not report it to, guess who? The president. So the president is the ultimate person to whom the responsibility falls to uphold the standards of the republic and the criteria that is outlined within the Constitution. And yet he seems to be, there are only supposed to be two eyewitnesses to treason. I think we have a nation, millions of people, who are witnesses to the fact that Trump has failed to live up to his oath, which he swore on a Bible. And one of the comments was that Trump is supposedly a Christian. Well, if you
yes,
are, when you swear on the Bible, then you take your oath even more seriously. So there, those are the reasons that I used the word treason. And I used it in an all-encompassing, non-legal term, meaning that it is a failure to uphold the Pledge of Allegiance, not only to the flag, to the republic, and to his oath at inauguration, and to all of the responsibilities inherent within the office of the United States president. However, Nathan also forgot to, or ignores the fact, that I have called out someone like Rashida Tlaib, who is an elected official, and whom I believe should have her citizenship revoked, on the basis that she called, not Trump, but she denigrated the office of the President of the United States when she used that foul language. And yet she gets away with it. And even many of the Democrats.
Yeah, but
who have
it could be argued
in,
that's covered by the First Amendment.
It could be argued. It could be argued. But I don't think the First Amendment would, when you would have to weigh the First Amendment versus the obligation to hold the office of the president in higher esteem. Now, if Trump fails to hold the office of the presidency in high esteem, then someone like Rashida Tlaib can get away with it. And it is up to her constituents to throw her out. And this is another word that Nathan accused me of using, overthrow the president. I may have used that word, I do not recall it, but I wish he had given a date and a verbatim quote and used it within context. I have always been opposed to violence because then we lose control of the outcome. And the more violent and the more sadistic people tend to win out in a war.
Yes.
In any kind, when you talk about any kind of violent chaos. If I did use the word overthrow, I meant at the ballot box in the next election. So it seems only fair that when a caller calls in and makes their point, they should be, you know, their words should not be distorted or misrepresented by another caller. It is a disservice to you. It is a disservice to the trust that a caller places on other listeners not to distort their words. And if they call in, they should have their own arguments to make and not simply to try to defame someone else, because there are people around me who can identify who I am. So it verges on defamation to distort and denigrate someone's comments and put them in a negative light. However, there are plenty of witnesses to the things that I have said, and I'm not the only one who has complained about Trump's failure to live up to his promises and to his oath. So I think I've said enough for today. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call, and thank you for clarifying that all up here again. And I have to be very honest, I don't recall you using the word overthrow. So it may have been that somebody sort of projected onto that. Anyway, Layla, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Lou in California. Aloha, Lou. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, guten Abend. Wie geht's es Ihnen?
Guten Abend. Wie geht's es Ihnen?
How you been?
So what's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Let me see. Let me get this straight. Okay, so we're still worried about Iran. We're still worried about Russia. We're doing cyber attacks. We're still, you know, worried about all that stuff in the Middle East, thinking we're going to win over there. And last time I checked, we have this national security emergency on the border, here on the southern border. We got caravan after caravan coming and stuff. The Border Patrol, you know, is just having such a very, almost nearly impossible time doing their job and stuff. And we're patrolling. We're still got our military in Afghanistan and Ukraine and Poland.
We don't have, well, I don't know how much of our military is in Ukraine other than supposedly some advisors. We're not in Ukraine in force.
Uh-huh. Where is our military in force that you know of, more or less, there, Mike? Is our military in the Baltic nations or in Poland or...
Well, it's hard to say because the military is kind of keeping that under wraps. I mean,
right.
We're talking about conflicts in 18 different nations that we have been told of.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders came out a while back and said, we've got U.S. military personnel basically in 3/4 of the nations on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. And so, you know, we've got all these caravans coming, you know, that are... And then let's see. And at the border right now, at all the border stations and everything, you know, are there all these people from not just Central America but from around the world, you know, that have been bamboozled, you know, about welfare and benefits and goodies and stuff over here. Is that what, or, you know? And then I don't know. Is there some justice that can be done to those people that are going down to Central America to try to round everybody up down there to get on a caravan and come up over here? What do you think, Mike?
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody is organizing these caravans to basically bring these people from Central America and Mexico up to our border and just pour them across the fence. And if you think about it from a particular point of view, and one of our callers yesterday made this point, it's a form of asymmetric warfare. We are being slow motion invaded by an army that we're told we can't defend ourselves against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's too good of an idea. So why don't we just bring home maybe 2/3 of our military that's in Afghanistan and maybe in Germany and in Iraq and Syria and put them on the border to help out the Border Patrol, you know, to, you know, try to stem this flow of humanity, you know, that we just can't, you know, really realistically take care of and stuff, you know. Our economy is not really in a strong position, you know, to absorb all these people. There's a lot of people unemployed and stuff, you know.
The economy's in terrible, terrible shape. You know, if you're looking at being in a wartime economy, it's just not working.
Yeah, you know, because... I'll give you a little example and stuff, you know, as far as, you know, bringing manufacturing jobs back over here and stuff, you know, I wonder if, like, you know, you go to Sears, just about everything in Sears is made in China now. Sears used to be
yes.
an excellent place to go shopping and stuff. It's a miserable place now. Sorry,
yes.
Sears employees. And Amazon, how much stuff in their inventory is made here versus made in, say, China or India and stuff, you know? You know what I mean?
A lot of it's made in China here. And again, this goes back to the 1980s, where we had a new generation of corporate CEOs who had grown out of the MBAs of the post-World War II era and said, we don't need to get our hands dirty manufacturing. We'll let Asia do it for us, and we'll make more money that way. Not realizing that further on down the road, we would then be hopelessly dependent on those Asian manufacturers. And that's kind of where we are today. And our manufacturing has been declining steadily, going back 30 years, going back to the 1980s. And we're not going to get it back quickly without some kind of an impetus. But to attempt to use a trade war to reassert American manufacturing at a time when we're going into a recession and the American people don't have any money to spend in the stores anyway was extraordinarily foolhardy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, Mike, hopefully somebody in Washington will come around, you know, and realize that maybe we could use some of our military that's out in the Middle East or in Europe and stuff like that, bring them home, you know, and put them on the border to assist and stuff, you know, because I think it's treachery, you know, just to not help out, you know, those Border Patrol agents that are, you know, trying to, you know, process all that humanity and stuff, you know, and for those that have worked hard, that, you know, to try to, you know, that want to live in this country and stuff like that, you know, it's made it even harder for them, you know?
Yep. All right, well, Lou, I think we can all sit around here and say that we would much rather see the resources of this nation focused in different directions. Certainly a lot less for Israel because they don't really need it. They just like it. Shutting down some of these bases around the world that are costing so much, bringing the resources back to rebuild our nation. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was hearing Donald Trump campaign, I thought what he meant by make America great again was to restore our infrastructure, our highways, our manufacturing. Not to make America great again by going out and making the rest of the world inferior through bombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Right now I kind of blame it on at least two people, you know, Mr. Bolton, who I don't think ever was in the military, and Mr. Pompeo, you know, who I think should know better. You know? So, hopefully something will change because Mr. Trump has a year, you know, for, you know, he can hope to get reelected, you know.
Yep.
To make something of his, you know, campaign promises, you know, come to fruition. So, well, thanks, Mike. I have another question.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with Keith in Montana. And, Keith, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Just a couple of things there, Mike. I hope you and Claire are doing fine, by the way. One, I wanted to say something about terrorism, but I'll get that right at the end there. But, you know, when you look at, to me, the way I see things, it's like your neighbor's son gets mixed up in the wrong crowd and goes out and either robs a liquor store and gets shot up or imprisoned for acting as aiding and abetting, whether he drove the car or what like that. And the community is supposed to get together and hail that poor boy as a hero. Well, I always apply that to the same thing with the military. These boys are getting involved in all these conflicts where no one's a threat to this country. Remember, it's a nuclear power there. And we know from the U.S. aggression there that they have been the ones that are instigating these wars.
Yes.
So when these boys come home shot up or dead like that in body bags like that, I feel no sorry for, you know, the sorrow for. I'm sorry, you know, because they... Everyone has a right to disobey an unlawful order.
Well, that's the theory, but as we learned with Lieutenant Aaron Watada, if you actually try and disobey an illegal order, bad things will happen to you.
Well, I realize it, but that's the consequences of a man having a conscience. You mentioned earlier that soldier there that was being released there for or want to be pardoned for war crimes. Pompeo made a remark about that, calling him a hero this morning on CBS Radio News this morning. But this
That's
is the same thing
sick.
With Trump talking about a great military, great police, the ones that are out there shooting 1,000 Americans a year like that, killing a dog every 93 minutes. So, you know, these are all hailed as heroes, and they all get exonerated from their crimes. But anyway, the other thing, I was watching a YouTube video here a while back there, and it showed over there in the nether regions a farmer that was using a drone, which was applying chemicals to his fields, and it's all pre-programmed and stuff. And I thought to myself, you know, it'd be so much easier for a terrorist to just grab one of those drones and use that. If they've got like a 25-minute fly time like that. They're pre-programmed.
Yes.
You can have them do whatever you want. And lo and behold, here in the news, they're talking about terrorists now using drones for the application of chemicals. It's just
it is rather an obvious thing. I mean, they were talking about Saddam's drones were being made to disperse biological warfare agents, and then we actually got to see the drones, and they were little more than RC model airplanes. But it's certainly an idea that has been floating around for as long as drones have, and it is a real problem, and it's a real risk, and it's another reason why we should not be pushing these wars.
Yeah, that's right. And then what is it that I'm trying to think of the name, Foreign Policy, it has the article on there how the CIA supplied all the chemical weapons to Saddam. And of course, Saddam was Noam Chomsky highlights that.
Keith, stay on.
All right, now I'll let you go. But anyway, thank you. My bestie, okay?
All right. Well, then we're going to take a break for commercials, back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I guess after we move, I'm going to have to learn a new phrase here. It's going to be rather silly to say aloha, America, from the wilds of the heartland. Anyway, before we go back to the phones here, just got an email here saying that Jared Kushner previously owned and ruined the New York Observer. not the New York Times. So let's go back to the phones to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. First of all, that person is correct. Jared Kushner has no interest in the, at least financial interest in the Washington Post. The other thing, to answer your question regarding what Trump is going to do on Monday as far as pardoning these war criminals, it was Sean Hannity and another Fox News anchor that persuaded him to do that.
Trump is the president. He should not be allowing media talking heads to talk him into something. They set him up.
Oh, yeah,
they
basically
set him up.
Yeah, and these two guys that persuaded him, they have never been in the military. Never. So,
no, this has nothing
again,
to do with the military, and it's got nothing to do with the wars. They were setting Trump up to draw criticism for doing that.
But why would they? Why would they do that if they're supposed to be a big fan of Trump's?
Well, maybe they were given that suggestion by one of their higher ups, and they weren't thinking either. But it's a bad move on the part of Trump, and it makes it look even worse that it wasn't something that he was thinking about himself, but just a suggestion from some media people. Now, normally I like Sean Hannity, but that was a bad idea.
Right.
To suggest pardons for, accused and convicted war criminals.
Yeah, right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, if Trump wants to do a pardon, Leonard Peltier, who pretty much everybody who's looked at the case understands, he got framed and railroaded into prison. Mumia Al-Jabbar, same thing. There's a lot of people out there who deserve pardons way ahead of military personnel who basically violated international law and the Geneva Convention and even admit openly doing it. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Miles in Maine, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oy vey, Michael. I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, really? You know,
we live in the freest country in the world, and of course it's the greatest country in the world because we've been told it is. And you know what's great? When we just appoint the new anti-Semite czar, and he said he's going to visit every one of those nations we got a base at and make sure there's not so much as a textbook with a word of anti-Semitism.
Yep. I mean, it really is absurd to see it all happening.
Yeah, sounds like another big bath for the taxpayer.
Oh, everything's a big bath for the taxpayer. In fact, one of the 2020 Democratic candidates is already out there saying, well, yes, if I become president, taxes are going to go up. But think of all the good free things that are going to come out of that tax money, like free education for the illegal immigrants and free housing for the illegal immigrants and more bombs to drop on other countries. Somehow, I don't think he's going to make it through primary season.
Well, Mike, thanks for being out there. And everybody, remember, we need to contribute to RBN to keep it going.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words and the endorsement here. And we've got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.